Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti, my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hello, everybody. And very exciting night.
Yes, tonight we have two fabulous guests. I am so excited, and I'm just sad we don't have more than an hour. So we're going to launch right into this because there's so much material to cover, but I want to say I'm going to kind of do the questions tonight. Veronica is going to do a separate interview show because what we recognize is our focuses are different. So for those of you that are listening to this show, so many of you, just about all, are abductees. And I think that this can be a pivotal evening for a lot of people. And I'm thrilled because this is something I'm trying to bring all this together with all races. And all races on Earth, all races in the cosmos. I just think it's so important. So let me just give you a little intro here. Feeling an instant and unexplained connection, Judy Carroll and Helen Kay felt their worlds collide when fate brought them together in June of 2000. Judy, a Reiki practitioner and teacher, experienced contact her entire life with non-earthly beings she knows as the Grays. Helene and her family had no such recall as they knew was all they knew was that suddenly, after several family Reiki attunements, strange and frightening things started happening in their home. With her background, Judy was able to help them find deeper understanding and conscious awareness of their cosmic relationship with the visitors. In the process of sharing their life stories, their dual identities and purposes for being on Earth were revealed. The Zeta Message, look, there's two books we've talked about those, and I've talked about them last week. The Zeta Message explores Judy and Helene's intimate experiences coming to grips with their association with ETs and their intricately interwoven background. The companion docudrama, Human by Day, Zeta by Night, presents the Zeta's perspective of these events in a highly entertaining and easily read story. Deeper teachings and knowledge about the ET presence on Earth. I love this. When Judy's Zeta family told her to write Human by Day, Zeta by Night, they said, keep it light and please show the Earth people that we do have a sense of humor. Evidently, the Zetas and other spiritually evolved beings and cultures are blessed with a highly developed sense of lightness and fun, which may come as a surprise to many. And I just think this is such powerful information about the Grays because we've not had this before. Today, Judy and Carol teach seminars and present joint conferences to help others with similar ET experiences move forward from a place of fear into oneness. Okay, so with all of that being said, okay, I just want to just read this one little piece where it says, the Zetas told Judy they are guardians of Earth's energy, and they often take people through the dark night of the soul to awaken them spiritually. And ladies, I would love to have you comment on this because my experience, the majority of people who have what we call detainment or abduction experiences went through tremendous dark nights of soul, especially in childhood. So if you can comment on that, I'll be thrilled.
Yes, Jackie, look, what I'll do, I'll talk about a little bit what ET contact is actually all about, because the dark night of the soul experience comes into this, and it'll explain it as I'm going along.
Okay, good.
It's a key question everyone wants to know, because I know a lot of people do go through a lot of fear with it, and it's actually simple, but it's complex. So just bear with me. I'll work my way into it.
Okay, beautiful.
Now, I'm sure everyone's heard of Colonel Philip Corso, who was employed in the US R&D, research and development.
Yes.
He was actually involved in back engineering material taken from the Roswell crash site.
Right.
But he was also a contactee himself. And he once put a question to one of the ETs during a contact experience, what can you offer us? And the answer given was, a new world if you can take it. Now, this is the key to the whole ET encounter phenomenon, and it's like a preparation that can be likened to the shamanic dark night of the soul experience. Now, what people need to understand is the universe is energy. This is how the ETs see it. It's like a giant electromagnetic scale encompassing and vibrating at infinite frequency bands, only a very small part of which is actually physical. Now, the physical universe that we see as planets, suns, galaxies, etc., is just a very small part of the whole, or what we think of as the greater reality. Now, our mind is the key. It's the doorway through which we will be able eventually to access the whole, but we can only do this consciously through further evolution. Now, it's evolution in the human kingdom. It's not so much a physical process, but rather a soul process. And this encompasses mind and spirit. So it's an expansion and a deepening of our conscious awareness into realms of the mind which are at present hidden and buried for most humans on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It also involves activation of more DNA. And as this occurs, we'll be able to consciously access higher and higher frequency bands of this greater reality. Now, the thing is, before we can do this, we need to free ourselves of all limitations and fears. And these fears create like a false ceiling in our mind which blocks our conscious perception of the greater reality. And this is what ET contact is all about, moving or being pushed beyond the fear. So it can be a pretty daunting experience. The key to it is to fully accept and recognize that we do have the power within us, the God essence, if you like. It's a free will choice between love and fear, basically, and this is the key to further evolution as humans. The way the world's going, we're really being made to choose. As one of the Zeta teachers said to us back in 2006, the years between 2006 and 2012 would be a watershed. Everyone would have to choose love or fear, no ifs or buts. Now, the Zetas, or the Greys, are triers and testers of souls. Are they actually honoured and respected as such by many indigenous people and in Eastern cultures? And
yes,
it's really only in modern Western culture that doesn't understand this. So the Greys will do whatever they must to push us to seek and find this God essence or universal life essence that's in all of us. And genuine contact with the Greys, and I emphasise the word genuine, is designed specifically to push us past our limited and earthbound view of reality to enable us to access greater realities. When you're able to do this, you'll move past the fear to find love on the other side, which really will be a whole new world for you. So that's what it's about.
Okay, now that comment is so powerful because in the mystery school, the mystery school, mastery school in Egypt, each one of them, and there were a number, they were all tied to the chakras, they had to go through fear to come out the other side to love. So the
Absolutely.
Principles are exactly the same.
Exactly.
I have a personal question here before we go into some of the other questions. And this is something that my own personal assessment, and I guess this moves into what you've just said, is part of this is also transmuting fear collectively on the planet. For every person that's having these experiences, there is a literally a bleed out to the entire collective. And that, from my perspective, has been part of the process. That going through that fear ultimately can help transmute some of the fear on the planet that exists collectively.
Absolutely.
Does that sound correct?
Yeah. Because, I mean, this is where the aspect of oneness comes in. I mean, on the higher levels, in the greater reality, we are all one.
Absolutely.
So with certain people moving through this, it's going to actually help to bring up the whole of the population of planet Earth to a higher frequency. That's what it's all about, is raising people's vibrational frequencies to higher levels.
Except, hello, glory, hallelujah. I've been saying this for years. So, if I was a gospel singer, I'd break into song.
Go for it.
Now, okay. the Zeta's perspective on 2012. I know this is like normally the end of the interview, but this is so critical right now because the timeline, and I'm in contact with a number of, the team that I work with is from everywhere. It's like, and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like crazy big. And
it's a real family effort.
And everything on the other side of the veil is connected. There is no separation, whether it's angelic or anything else. Everything is together.
Yes.
So our sense of separation, to me, is the more we can move away from that, and this has been something I've been talking about forever, I would love to have the Zetas. Again, you, and I don't want to get away from the really important parts of this, which are the fact that you both recognize that you have Zeta, let's go to there. You both recognize that you have Zeta lifetime. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, and I want to clarify this for the audience, that we have such a limited concept of understanding that we have many different lifetimes. Everything is simultaneous, and we're having lifetimes on other planets and here and there, and I talk to a lot of people that, you know, you don't realize that you may be part of the team over here and talking to me over here and connecting with the team through my channeling or whatever. And I'm seeing so much of this, and the people that I work with, I find, are being prepared for their own path. I call this a launching pad to get them totally connected so they can go out and do their great work, be a bridge for what's coming. But I would love to hear your and Helene's story in terms of the recognition of, yes, this is my lifetime here. How is it different there than it is here? Which, God bless you, you didn't go home. I really love you for that. Can you address that?
Yes, with me. Hi, it's Helene here. With me, it's just family and so much love. You feel you're never judged. Everybody works as a team. No one is separate at any time, and everyone takes care of each other. So I get quite homesick at times. And you, Jude?
Yeah, exactly the same. It's so different. Life upstairs is so different to life down here. I'm not exaggerating.
No, I am very aware of this. From your perspective, okay. I've been really feeling this lately, that our life here is a blink of an eye compared to the greater experience.
Yeah.
A blink of an eye.
Exactly. It's actually that sort of kept me going through my life, because, I mean, at some stages you think, oh, you know, I'm so sick of this mission, I just want to go home, and then you think, oh, gee, it's only my mission of eternity, so I guess I can hang around a bit longer.
Well, yeah, I can tell you I wanted to go home my whole life. Now I want to stay. So in that knowing, which I think is so beautiful for both of you, and, you know, your stories touch my heart so deeply. And I connected with Helene originally, and we're on a forum together, and I just had this instant connection. I knew without a doubt. I don't do interviews on my show, so please know that. I've done one interview in, what, Veronica, 5, 6 years?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's 2007, I think it is.
Okay, so... You know, this to me was an absolute have to, okay? Because your message is so important for everybody, because the grays are the most misunderstood of any race. Talk about the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, everybody's like, oh. You talk about the Zetas and the Greys, they're like, oh.
Yes, absolutely.
But isn't that because we heard about the hive mentality?
Yes, of all the ones that are down here, it's actually the greys who are doing the most work to assist humans to evolve. I mean,
yes.
Everyone's working together as a family, but they're sort of like caretakers of universal life force. So they're sort of the ones who are leading the mission in a way. And I think that's why they've come up against so much, difficulty down here, because, you know, they're the ones who are in the forefront, and they don't quite look human in the Earth-human sense of the word. So there's a few problems that they face there as well. People can't quite relate to them as they can to some of the other races that are more human-looking. So this is where they're coming up against problems.
Okay. Although a lot of races aren't necessarily human race-looking, you mentioned earlier Colonel Corso. And
yes.
I've been doing something lately that required that I go back and do a tremendous amount of research, and I always seem to know all this stuff, so nothing surprises me. But in going back to the original agreements and so on and so forth, what was interesting to me is going back to Eisenhower, which is what my team told me to do, was to go back to Eisenhower. That was the original agreement. And even when he was the Supreme Commander before he ever became president. And it was very interesting to me that in different writings that people said, well, the Pleiadians warned the president, don't trust the Zetas, don't trust the Greys. And I find this very, very interesting that even going back all that time, that even then there was this, because I see it as projection. We project out into the universe our own duality. So much of the information that is available, and it's very limited, okay, that is available is slanted. And this is what, can you comment on that? Or do you have any knowledge of why there would be any, and I don't even understand this, kind of, I don't believe it, but this kind of competition of the Pleiadians saying, don't trust the Greys, don't trust the Zetas, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think what's happened, Jackie, there's been a lot of interference going on from down here.
Good.
Basically, mind control type things, getting in, like there's a negative group down here, we all know about that. And they're getting into people's minds and sending through sort of channel teachings and things like that, always aimed against the Greys, but it's not coming from genuine Pleiadians or whoever. I've connected with a couple of genuine Pleiadians over the years, and, oh, look, they just absolutely support us all the way. We just all work together. It's like one big family working together. There's none of that sort of racist sort of,
exactly.
The good ones look human and the bad ones don't and all that. That's not what it's like. But what it is, this group down here are actually sending through these psychic messages. A classic example of this happened a couple of years ago when a fairly well-known psychic here in Australia was given a message that the discs were going to land. There was going to be a mass landing.
All right.
And she genuinely, you know, believed this was right, and it turned out that it was disinformation that was being fed to her psychically. Because, of course, psychic contact comes from the astral plane, so it's fairly easy to interfere with if you know how to. So this, I think, is the reason why so much disinformation has come through about the Greys.
I love what you're saying, because we just saw this, a couple of weeks ago, where someone, same thing happened, where someone, you know, we're coming, you know, so many people coming aboard ship and we're taking you for 10 days, just bring your toothbrush. And I had actually had a client, I offered it as a humor piece on the show, and I had a client the next day who emailed me and said, cancel my session, I'm going to be aboard ship. And I wrote her back and I said, I am not canceling your session. You will be here. So, but I always feel like the E.T. police. but you're absolutely right. There is so much out there. Now, I'm going to go into an area that's not addressed in any of your material, but I think it's important because, again, I really saw tonight as clearing misinformation. Many people have experienced, and by the way, I worked with Dr. John Mack was one of my mentors, and he promoted, okay, he was a professor of psychiatry at Harvard. He really, he approached this from a spiritual perspective. The last 10 years of his career did tremendous work, a beautiful soul. And I happened to be with him when he made the comment that his patients saw him aboard ship when they were being abducted, which to me, and I knew that, which I thought was really fascinating, but they saw him in his human form, which to me then goes to, you know, we're you know, kind of avatar type thing. We're out of body working, doing other things in our dream time and assisting the whole process. Many people have been told they're working with the hybrid children and so on. So I see this big orchestration, which again to me makes me believe that so many of us, and you address it in your book, came in, I've been saying this forever, to assist, to be the bridges for this time. The wild card, and many of these people who've been aboard ship during their, and remember their abductions, and the team, my team, takes them through these lovingly, through these experiences, no fear, no garbage, and connects them with some of their hybrid children, many of them have seen reptilians aboard ship when they are having their abduction experiences. And but it's never been negative. But many people have negative feelings about the reptilians, and if you could address that, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, I have no, I've never had any negative experience with the reptilians. I can, Andy and Helene's the same, we can really only talk from our own perspective.
Good. Okay.
Again, I've been in touch with a couple of reptilian people and they just get as upset about the greys, you know, that we're completely misunderstood. Again, I think, you know, there's a lot of disinformation and stuff being put out down here too. It's actually a fear campaign to make people afraid.
So what you're saying is that you've had nothing but positive experiences.
Yeah, nothing but positive. I haven't had a huge amount to do with the reptilians, but I know that they are, some are on board discs, and I always feel a very protective aura around them. I feel very protected with them. Yeah, I can only speak from my perspective.
I this was really an important question, I think, and I'm really asking it for a lot of people. I've had, you know, again, this dual lifetime thing. I had one of my best friend's husband, ex-husband at the time, she had seen him transform into a reptilian, take on his reptilian form from, again, this other lifetime, and I was having a health crisis, and he came in with his team and did work on me. And it was, they were fabulous. And I was like, Barr? You know? Okay, fine. I like big chests, so, you know. Okay,
I just love the idea of all these different ones coming together. I just love it. I always remember one of the Zeta teachers commented once. He was saying, you know, people down here think we look so strange. He said, oh, boy, you know, compared to some of the others out there in the universe, we're really ordinary-looking humans.
Oh. When I first started this work, and they would come in for every session, and it was like an elevator that would come down, and they would pile off this elevator, and my brain could not assimilate all of the variety of the way that, to me, the infinite manifests. I was like, oh, my God. And they're funny. They're really funny. Which is, and I love that, you know, you mentioned that the Zetas wanted to bring it forward light and fun because no one ever associates them with laughter, with fun, with joy. They think of them as very serious. And not
Exactly.
Okay, non-emotional, and I want to address this because, again, this is a really important.
Okay. Well, look, on emotion, what people need to understand is that the Zetas operate on a higher vibrational frequency. So they've moved past all the lower emotions. I'm very aware, like I have a memory of being in Zeta form. I have pretty clear memories of it. And I really don't feel much different in that form to how I feel in my human form, except for the fact that I'm a heck of a lot less judgmental, more compassionate, more aware of unconditional love. So they're much more into the higher vibrational frequencies and emotions rather than the lower ones. But the problem is they have a different biological or physical form to Earth humans. When you're in Zeta form, you can't show emotion in your face. The face doesn't have the musculature to be able to do this. So their emotions are actually expressed on a different frequency. Now, if you understand this and you can tune into it, they have very deep, strong emotions. But if you can't tune into it, then you know, you're not even aware, and so they come across as being robotic. That's the thing. Their emotions are on a different frequency. It's all, I mean, when we think about it, I mean, all emotions and ideas and everything, they're all energy. It's all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and that's what it is. They're on a different frequency.
Okay. Now, the ability to procreate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we go back to the original agreement with Eisenhower, part of the agreement was to be able to carry out what they needed to do with humans peacefully, all right, in exchange for certain technologies, which I don't think that one's a secret to anybody. That was pretty much across the board. What I have found, and I have to work from my perspective, we take people to aboard their ship. Obviously, I have, you know, a key card. And I'm an abductee, so, I'm really fine with all of it. But they, and then people have an opportunity to meet two of their hybrid children. That's all we have during the time of the session. What they're now, and what I'm really excited about, is learning about the different combined races where it's not, you know, they've done so much genetic engineering and so on, creating new races, populating the universe, which to me is thrilling.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
we're meeting combinations of races that are not just, you know, gray and human. They're a variety
yeah.
of different races, including Syrian. And many, many mm. others. And people get an opportunity to find out what they're doing, what is their job, you know, what is their name, what is the name of their race. And I'm like, you know, I'm starting to keep a list of all the races because they're things I've never heard of before. And I mean, I was so high the first time that happened, I couldn't even see straight. To me, that was like, it was like 10 Christmases at one time. I'm like, yes. So I see it as really positive, really beautiful. And now I have to say this. I'd love you to comment. Aboard ship, gray ship. We went on to, as an experience, to be able to see how the hybrid children, you know, how they continue to grow and so on and so forth. And it was
yeah.
riveting, absolutely riveting. And
yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
who the client was, but they said, oh, my God, I saw Christ on there. And I was like, okay.
You should have a word with Pauline about this because she's actually got memories of being up on the ship and being with the children, the hybrid children. She does quite a lot of work up there doing that sort of thing.
Yes, I had a sensing with that with Pauline.
See if we can get her to comment on that.
Yes, Jackie, I actually had a conscious out-of-body experience. I was giving myself a Reiki treatment one day, and my, they actually helped take me out of my body, and I was, felt like I was travelling through dimensions really fast, and ended up on a craft, and they took me through this room where there was all these babies, but they were floating in this room, and they had, they were older babies, but they had different coloured nappies they were wearing. And to me, it reminded me of the chakra system and whatever life they were going about to, where they were living, as to what chakra they needed to heal, that aspect of themselves.
Oh, my God, we're back to Atlantis.
Sorry?
We're back to Atlantis. I just
back
had
to Atlantis
when you were talking. Oh, wow, because in Atlantis, never mind, but go ahead.
Because they took me on a guided tour, and I did run into someone there, and he spoke to me afterwards and said, oh, I miss you, and I miss our larrikin songs. And in Australia, that means, you know, being funny and having a laugh, and because they just, yeah, their natures are so light and happy, and I've got a wicked sense of humour at times. And then after that, they took me for a tour around a planet, or I think that I used to live at once. And then when I finished, we dived, I felt like I was diving in through to a lake, and I ended up back in my bedroom floating around, and I was so excited and feeling so wonderful that I didn't want to go back into my body, and I felt like they were running after me in the room.
I don't blame you. But
I was very cheeky.
Interesting comment you just made, that they had different colored nappies. That a lot that were that corresponded to chakras. Which
Auris has told us through speaking with my daughter as well, that even as humans here now, that we're within each lifetime, we're all here to learn and to heal different aspects. So there'll be one main chakra that you've got to work on in this lifetime.
Oh yeah.
So.
And
yeah,
well,
so for me,
but what you're saying is, regardless of where we are, we're still working with chakra system.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's a big piece. And I have seen that, but it's the first time somebody has fed it back to me. Thank you. Now, and the reason I made the Atlantis comment, in Atlantis we had, I was there spontaneous one day, and they had these crystals that you would get inside of. And each crystal corresponded to the color of a chakra. And you would, they were hollowed out in the center. You got in, you laid down, and the top came down, and you literally laid inside the crystal. And when you said nappy, I, for some reason, those two just intersected immediately.
Mm. Well, our great teachers have a crystal in their third eye. And that they're the colour of the teacher, of the colour of that chakra, the people that they're helping. So Auris, for example, is the red teacher. Maris is the blue teacher. And Serapis is the green teacher. So they come, it's sort of like a network or a family group that get together. So there's the green team that need healing and need lessons to learn. And you've got the yellow team, for instance. So they actually have crystal in their third eye as well, but not that we can see them, but we understand that they do.
The team actually puts crystals in people's chakras, and that's a whole session. But it's not them that do, it's done aboard this amazing, I can't even explain it, it'd take too long, and I don't want to take the time. You're too important right now. I'm just loving this. So, the cosmic ladder, and oh, I would love you to talk about this, because this changes, this is a game changer. When this information is coming from a race that people have feared, okay? And this concept covers the entire cosmos. It's like, hello? Could you explain?
Yes, Auris was very excited to bring through the human ladder. It was one of the very first teachings that he brought through, and he kept going on about it in more and more detail, because at first we had to wrap our minds around it as well, and then to try and simplify it for other people to understand. But he said, you've got to get this out. This will help them understand. And to be honest with you, it also helped me understand that, you know, about oneness and how, you know, they've been human before too, and that we will evolve as well, and all humans will evolve to become an ET and eventually an angel. So I just thought it brought everything together, and it helped my family and I a lot with the fear, to be honest with you.
Now, okay.
So I think I'll let Jude let everybody know about the human ladder or the cosmic ladder. She's much better at explaining it than me.
Good. Okay.
I'm glad I've got notes here.
Sure.
Okay, well, look, I'll talk a little bit about the human ladder. It's a term that the Zetas use for the path or cycle of evolution, which is followed by all human-type species through the universe. Now, it's comprised of 10 what they call galactic levels. Now, these aren't galaxies or physical places as such, but they're rather ascending levels of expanding conscious awareness. Now, Earth humans are only on the first rung, so are able to access approximately 10% of our potential conscious awareness. And this links in also with the 10% of our active DNA. Now, I emphasize the word conscious because this is the key to where we're evolving as humans. As we progress up through these 10 levels over a span of many, many lives, more and more DNA will be activated through this and will then be able to consciously access or perceive higher energy frequencies. In other words, we'll be more consciously aware. Just as now we're aware of third-dimensional reality in which we operate here on Earth, we'll gradually, as we move up the ladder, be open to higher and higher, like fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional reality, etc., and upwards from that. The Zetas are actually on levels 5 to 8, which means they're able to access 50 to 80% of their conscious awareness. And the ones that we think of as angels are on levels 9 to 10, so they have 90 to 100% conscious awareness. So in other words, they're fully awakened to what could be called divine or cosmic consciousness or awareness. So they're really basically all pure energy. They don't have physical form at all. They're just pure energy. So that's what the human ladder is about, and that's what is like where we're heading as humans. That's what human evolution is all about.
Okay. Now, for some people, and I do want to, because you have the general comments, and then you have, I know Veronica does too, we work with some people who are definitely... okay, have come in this lifetime, are having experiences on much higher levels.
Yes.
Have come in specifically, taken on human form, to be part of the bridge, all right, to assist. And so, to me, when I look at them, the duality is so amazing to me because, like, Judy, like you, and Helene, like you, I'm aware of their duality of being both places at the same time. It's just fascinating to me, and sometimes multiple places. Wow. Man, I just love this. I mean, I love you guys. I could get on a plane and fly to Australia and just talk for hours.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Anytime, okay. Jackie. Fly on over.
Yes.
Come down under.
I'll make you giggle if nothing else. Okay, so the Zeta perspective on 2012. I would love to hear their perspective and beyond.
Absolutely. Okay, planet Earth is in the process of stepping up or evolving to a higher vibrational frequency. As I said in the human ladder teaching, we're on number one rung, and this is what our planetary shift at the end of this year is all about, or partly about. It's about stepping up to the second rung of the human ladder. So it's not just going to happen in a sudden splash overnight. It's been going on for quite a while, and it'll continue after that. Now, it is a gradual change. It's been going on for many years and will continue. This process is accelerated at various points along the way by certain astrological alignments which act like keys or catalysts to initiate further energy boosts. The most major one of these is due to occur on December the 21st, 2012. And it's going to be a little bit like the Renaissance period in Europe, you know, in the 15th, 16th century, with a similar thing back then, only this is even more so. Now, humanity also needs to evolve to a higher frequency level in order to remain in harmony with the planet. So people down here are going through quite a lot of changes and upheavals as a result of this. Some are making the change easily, some aren't. We're here, Zetas I mean, along with others from various planetary systems to assist the process by helping to balance and harmonise the energies of both planet and people. Now, evolution in the human kingdom is all about making a free will choice between love and fear. Now, to put this into Christian terms, love is the God element and fear is the Satan element within mankind. So this is the choice to be made, love or fear. Now, fear is expressed through such things as divisiveness, religious intolerance, racism, all the lower emotions such as jealousy, hatred, ego, greed, etc., whereas love is expressed through oneness and unity, acceptance, non-judgment, tolerance, respect towards others, empathy and compassion. So if people down here wish to evolve along with their planet, then they must choose love. This in turn is a key to opening the mind to a more expanded and deeper state of conscious awareness, which is what evolution in the human kingdom is all about. So that's what our perspective on 2012 is.
So bottom line is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
And can I just add too that Auris has always told us that the number 13 is very significant because it represents transformation and also divinity.
Yes.
We're all going to transform into butterflies, hopefully.
I don't look at that date. I'm just laughing because the energies and frequencies are so intense. And time and space are shortening up so fast that you feel literally, no offense to my audience, like you have a rocket up your hiney. And you really, that must have been Veronica.
That woohoo came from them.
Oh, good. So I think, now, have they made, you know, again, I don't like to do contact. I'm looking at timelines, and I, because of some research that I'm doing that has kind of accelerated my experience that I never anticipated, all this kind of came together, which is interesting. When I knew I was going to have you on the show, some other things showed up in my life, very coincidentally, that I can't talk about, but it's, I had to do research to do, for various reasons because of this. Things I never do, I just don't do this. This stuff I get direct contact, but this was earthly stuff, and it was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And I have felt, interestingly enough, this incredible sense that we have a very short timeline to get it together. I don't usually have this sense of being pushed this hard. Right now I'm feeling this sense of really pushing. Write the books. Get out there. Mm. This is it. Okay? So many people are waiting. And now I'm having experience, a lot of them. I mean, this has happened highly accelerated in the last 3 weeks. Where people are reporting back, I've heard it and heard it. I don't really pay much attention. People seeing me with the team, me coming individually into people's homes in remote parts of the world, you know, morphing to the ceiling and stuff. And I'm like, you don't know, wonder I feel like crap in the morning. Because I'm not trying to elevate myself. I'm just laughing because I think that we are working overtime, all of us, on every level, every dimension.
Yeah, I'm sure we are.
to assist in any way that we can. I mean, if somebody says, well, I say, and I'm always thinking, if I'm doing, other people are doing it too. It's not, you know, I don't think of me as special. I'm like, okay. And, but I have this sensing that And it's been real strong last couple of weeks. Time is short. Time is short. Time is short. I don't usually go there. But there's a sense of acceleration right now that is, okay, time to move forward. My goal is always to move everybody else forward, but I have to move forward too, and I'm finding it very fascinating because I'm kind of the resistant one. You know, I like things neat and tidy, and this is what I do every day, and, you know, I work with all these people, and, like, you know, I can whine about how tired I am, whatever, but, you know, it's this whole thing of it's been notched up. Everything's been notched up. That's my sensing, that we're being notched up.
I believe it'll peak at the end of the year, and then it'll start to slow down slowly again.
You think it'll slow down?
I think we'll reach our peak on the 21st of the 12th. It'll get faster and faster and faster till then, and then it'll take a fair while, but then in time it'll reach its peak, and then it'll start to slow back, because we're raising up our vibrational frequency as well. So we will eventually.
I want you to know I'm holding you accountable for this statement. Okay, you can count on a call. I am not opposed to calling Australia if you're wrong.
Just trust me, Jackie.
I will be, because the accelerations are so incredibly intense. And I'm an energy junkie, so I love it. But it's and Veronica, I want to pull you back in here now, because I got so much out of tonight. This was like so exciting for me, and I know you've got it. You're the interviewer, okay?
Well, I have my chance in 2 weeks, I believe.
I know, but do you have some questions tonight? Because I know you've got different things that are, and I always love to pick your brain.
Well, the only thing I wanted to ask here is the systems seem to be coming apart, which we always heard that prediction about, and you're talking about the Renaissance. I'm like, wow, can it be that thorough? Can our political, can everything change like that? I'd really like to think it can.
It's like people are waking up. The wool's been pulled over people's eyes for a long time on this planet. And this is the reason why governments and that have got away with so much. You know, like the traditional church, the traditional governments, they get away with a lot. But now, you can see it happening all the time. People are waking up. And that's one of the main messages that the Zayas bring to people when they're, you know, take a couple of discs. One of the messages is time for you to wake up. Time for you to wake up. Keep pushing. And you can see people's eyes are open. They sort of see through the system. And that, to me, is a huge indication of spiritual growth. That they're sort of under the system being controlled and manipulated.
Can we be successful if we keep choosing the love? I mean, we can make this shift, can we not?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. I also believe that, to me, it's like we're all suffering from amnesia, and all different types of ETs are here to help us to become more empowered and enough to connect back and to understand that we're all part of one. So I think there's a lot of hope ahead of us.
I absolutely agree with you, girls. And I have to say something. When the Grays came to me and asked me to put on my new website the whole thing about the abduction sessions and what I was doing, and they were so loving. And I said, I've been doing them, but I hadn't ever put it on my website, and I was redoing it. So I did. I put it on. And then I got this whole thing about doing the abduction sessions. And I'm thinking, where the hell did that come from? So this is the HBO radio, by the way. So, when I started doing the abduction session, or not the abduction, but the abduction program, I felt this giant acceleration of energy. And it's been amazing to me how much support has been behind bringing this information forward. That from a loving perspective, not a frightening perspective.
Yes.
And And I could feel it. I mean, I literally, it's tangible. And I love my team, and I love everybody I work with and all the different races, and many of them are, you know, in different, very high dimensions, and I love that. But this is like, I don't want to say appreciation. I'll say support from the Grays, which is finally let's get the truth out. That's why having you girls on, or ladies, excuse me, on was so important, because you bring forward a message that has so much love, so much truth, so many answers, and a totally different way.
Yeah, what we think is there's been so much fear dished up. It's about time people were given the love perspective. So they've got the choice. They're not being pushed into the fear. They're being given something else, another, the other side of it, to choose.
Knowledge
is
power.
I'd like to say also that your book, Human by Day and Zeta by Night, I finished it 10 minutes before the show, or before my show, and it's a real activator. I say to everybody at home, boy, it really will activate your awakening as well.
We've had a lot of people make that comment.
Very good.
Which means it's imbued. It's not only activating, it's imbued. And it's interesting. I gave my grandson, who's 21, two books, The Nature of Personal Reality by Seth and Human by Day, Zeta by Night. He put them next to his bed, and he said, Grandma, I had to read this book. Okay, I appreciate the other one, but I had it. I can't put it down. And he's a contactee. And so I thought, how cute is that? And so...
It also has tremendous information in it. Wow.
I call it the Zeta 101 book.
There, do you remember E.T. 101? Do you remember that book?
Yes.
This is. I'm thrilled. I'm honored to have you ladies on here tonight. I cannot tell you how much I am honored and how much I love you both. And I mean that from my heart. Okay? I know when, you know, when you come out and you have to bust through and confront fear with people that is what they've held on to and what they've believed, and I started almost 8 years ago, and it wasn't a real popular stance, but I knew what I was doing was right. I knew what I was doing, and somebody said to me, the publisher that has the big magazine, blah, 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 and it was a friend of mine, and I said, well, I want to put things... And she said, no, we don't do ET. And she said, now, if you'll just say angels, Jackie, you'll be very successful. Mm-hmm. But if you say ETs, you'll never make it. And I said, what? And I said, I can't do that. This is who they are. This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Just tell them they're the angel assistant.
Again, I couldn't even go there, because to me, the truth is the truth is the truth, and it's time for the truth on this planet. We've been asleep on this planet for so long and disempowered for so long, and the goal is to empower everyone, and you empower them by giving them the truth.
Yeah.
There is no greater gift that you can give to humanity, and you're doing that. Both of you are doing that. You're empowering the truth.
We hope so, Jackie, and we're really honored to be on your show as well. We've got a couple of websites here. Jackie, would you like us to give them out?
Please,
people can go in and just check us out.
Anything you want.
It's ufograyinfo.com, and Grey is spelled with an E-G-R-E-Y, like the English spelling. I'll just say that again. UFOGrayInfo.com, and our other one is thezetamessage.com. That one's more specifically to do with the books, but both websites are linked, so they can flip from one to the other, no problem. People can order the books through the websites. There's a link on through to Amazon and Book Depository or whatever.
Okay, and I encourage everyone that's listening, please order these books. They are life-changing. They will completely shift your understanding and the fear that has been so prevalent about the grays, and I think it's time. It's absolutely time. I can't say this enough. I am so thrilled. Carolyn and Helene, I love you both so much. I thank, or Judy and Helene, I thank you so much for being on the show tonight and for sharing your message and for, you know, I this is such a great audience for this because they're so prepped.
Wonderful.
And my dear
really
Veronica, I'm so sorry. I'm so excited, Veronica, for you to do a show with them because you're the interviewer. I'm not. But I have
everybody posted
you,
when we're going to do that.
I have such a soul
connection. I just
want
to say love to you and to all the listeners.
Absolutely.
Really
oh,
appreciate
thank
you all.
So much, all of you and both of you and to everyone that you're connected to, and I thank them as well. I was walking around saying hello to everybody tonight. And so
we'll probably
the dogs will bark when somebody's new is here. Again, thank
I'll be the
you,
one
everyone.
Organizing the party down the other end.
Absolutely. It is a party, trust me. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We love you all so much. Veronica, I love you. Thank you for letting me run with this because I really, really needed to bring this information and some of the questions through. Good night, everyone. Remember that you are a part of us. We are a part of you. It can be no other way. We are all one. Good night, everyone. Good night, ladies. Good night, Veronica.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.